Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. Nice to be back with you again. And we are delighted to welcome back Barbara Hardy to our microphones and to this show again. Barbara was a guest with us a number of months ago. She's very popular. A lot of people really enjoyed her immensely. She has a subject that is amazing. She talks about angels. And, yeah, I know. Angels, no kidding. And, you know, the point is, and what she wants to make, is that angels and their powers of guiding and healing can help us manifest the things that we want and that we need in our life. The earth, the humanity are ascending to a higher vibration, making it much easier now to connect with and communicate with the angels than in the past. And whether you believe in angels or not, there are many seekers out there who are very curious and would love to talk to someone to reach more clarity. And that's where our guest comes into the picture. Barbara Hardy is the founder of a practice known as Angel Connections. She helps people solve the challenges that they are experiencing in life with input from the angels' realm. So many of us experience pain and suffering, but Barbara points out a lot of it's really unnecessary. We all have angels, whether we're aware of them or not. They're assigned to us before birth, and their purpose is to help guide us through life and to help make life easier if only we let them. You have to trust your angels. Now, a lot of people haven't heard of this, but trust me, there's something here. After a career that was spent in the corporate world, Barbara discovered through mediation that she was able to connect with meditation, that she was able to connect with the angelic kingdom. And today, she helps her clients connect with their spiritual self, as well as with what she calls their heavenly helpers, that is, guardian angels, angels, archangels, spirit guides, and even ascended masters. Barbara points out life really does get less complicated and much more peaceful when you have a connection with God and with the angelic realm. She offers a lot of advice. She offers workshops on a whole variety of spiritual topics, and they're all amazing. For example, she offers workshops on connecting, healing, and manifesting with the angels, workshops on soul's purpose, life's mission, path of the soul reincarnation, ascension, soul attachment, releasement, connecting with your higher God, your higher self, a journey through your past life memories with your higher self, and Stairway to Heaven, One Key That Opens Heaven's Door. She also has 5 CDs available that coincide with the various workshop topics that she is that she's conducting and teaching, and they include meditations. Some of the classes were developed out of questions she had for spirit. When she first started communicating, as she points out, it was all about her, but she wanted to answer questions that she needed to know, and now she understands it's all about serving others. She has written books. She does so many different things, and she's just an amazing person, and we're delighted to have Barbara back with us. And she is actually going to be with us for a series of broadcasts that are going to run through the month of August and September. And I think if you're at all interested in this, you're going to want to stay tuned to these shows because she is fascinating. And by the end of this series of broadcasts, you'll know a lot more about this than you do right now. So let us bring Barbara Hardy back to the microphones with us. She's based in Tolland, Massachusetts. And I presume it's a beautiful day in Tolland today. Is that right, Barbara?
Well, we've had a little shower, but it's summertime, so we get showers, and then the sun comes out. So it's been good. It's kind of cool, though. I like the coolness for a change. We had the 90-degree and humid day, so it's good to have the coolness. Because I'm on the top of the mountain in the Berkshires.
Top of the mountain in the Berkshires. Sounds gorgeous up there.
Also,
let me point out before we get going here, you have a really cool website. It's called angelconnections.com. angelconnections.com. So if you're listening for the first time to hear anything about Barbara and anything about angels, it might help you to refer to that website right here at the beginning, and you can call it follow along. Barbara, for folks who did not hear any of our previous discussions on CUTV News Radio or on the television that you've done, tell me a little bit about when we talk about angels. You know, a lot of people really don't know what to think. How do you describe the angels that you're talking about and that you teach and everything? Wait, give me a description a little bit, okay? Help me out.
Okay, they're high-level light beings. Now, the angels and the archangels and the guardian angels, they have never had a physical lifetime. So that's really what we refer to angels, those who have never come into physical form. So the entities such as Jesus and Mother Mary and, you know, the Christed figures like Buddha, they have had physical lifetimes. So they are considered ascended beings of light, not angels. So that's the difference. And another difference is that the angels don't have wings, but because of their vibration, we humans, when we saw an angel, we saw the vibration of their energy, and we just assumed it was a bird, like a hummingbird. You really can't see their wings when they're, you know, they can be stationary right in front of you, and their wings are going a mile a minute, but you can see the motion, but you can't actually see the wings. So that's a difference. But the guardian angels have been assigned to work with us humans to help us with our journey here on Earth. So they're with us 24/7. And then there are the angels, and they can work with us on specific issues, like there's relationship angels and financial issues. So if we're having a problem in any area of our life, we can just let our guardian angels know through our thought process and just say, I need an angel to help me balance my checkbook, or I need an angel to help me with getting a loan that I need to open a business or whatever. So if we can put the message out to our guardian angels, they will deliver it to the proper angel to get that help to us. And
I want to point out something because so many people may find this strange to hear. I want them to understand that, you know, you are totally legit. Tell me a little bit about your past life. I mean, you had a career in the corporate world. What did you do?
Well, I worked in a Fortune 500 company. I worked for the president, and I was his assistant. They sent him to Harvard Business School because the chairman of the board was going to be retiring, so they sent him to get training to be able to take over that position. And so I kind of handled things for the 3 months he was gone. So, you know, because sometimes people think you're dealing with the fluffy angel things, you're kind of like not all there upstairs.
Well, that's what I'm trying to point out here, you know.
Yes. So I've had my business experience, but it was time for me to flip over the chart. Well, the company went out of business, so it turned out that it left an opening for me to do this full time. I was doing. Even my boss said to me, "Barbie, it's okay if you talk to me about what you do, but don't tell anybody else." it's kind of like in the corporate world. But it's funny because some of the executives came to me when they knew the company was closing down, wondering what their fate was going to be. And I was able, through the help of my angelic guidance, to let them know if they were going to be able to get another job in the local area, or if they had to go somewhere else out of state or out of country to get something. So to me, I don't know how I managed with life before I had the ability to communicate, but every single human being has the ability. It's whether they decide to use it or not.
Tell me how you discovered this. I mean, I'm so glad you pointed that out. I want people to know you are a very legit individual. You're not way out there, a kook, as some people might say. But how did you discover there were such things as guardian angels? We've all heard guardian angels. It's a term. Oh, yeah, I have a guardian angel. But you never really think about it. Anyway, you've gotten in touch with them. How did you find out that they really do exist and become so convinced?
Well, I didn't think everybody could do it. I thought only certain special people could do it. So I used to go to somebody else to get a reading if I had a problem. But it was the corporate world that brought me in touch with my angels. I had a real stressful day one day. I left. It wasn't, you know, when you're in the corporate world, it's not a good thing to sit in the corner and cry when you've got a bad day. So you go home and you take those tears home. So I had a meltdown and I had a cry and I reached up to God and I said, I just need help in finding inner peace. And so I didn't know. I mean, I didn't have a two-way communication, so I didn't know if anything was going to come from that request or not. But all of a sudden, I was led to everything that had to do with angels, whether it was a show on TV or a movie or a book or a figurine. I was like a magnet to it. I was attracting it. And so then I tried to get into a meditation class to learn how to do it. But I sat in it for a whole year. Every week we met, and I sat in it for a whole year. And I kept saying, I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting anything. Well, I was, but I wasn't paying attention. So you got to know the signs. So now what my angels do with me, when they want to get my attention, they want me to know they're there and they want to talk, I get full body goosebumps. And so that's good for me. So no matter what I'm doing, and if I'm in a position like if I'm at a party or something and I don't have a place where I can go sit and be quiet, I'll say, can this wait until I get home, or can, you know, and if it can't wait, then I'll find the bathroom and I'll go in there and then I'll have quiet time. But it's something everybody can do. And a lot of people do it without knowing they're doing it. I know my husband used to think I was a fruitcake, and it irritated him when I said, well, spirit said this, or your father told me that, you know, because his father was on the other side. And, but it's just that, since everybody has the ability, but then he started saying things to me, and he was a little bit on the controlling side. God rest his soul, he's on the other side now, and we've been communicating, we're best friends. So, but everybody has the ability, so now that he's on the other side, he knows what I was talking about is true, and he wished he had been different when he was down here, but everybody has the ability, and it's just you've got to take the time. Now, like I said, I sat a whole year. Every week I went to meditation. I finally said, I'm not coming anymore because I'm not getting anything. So the woman whose home it was at, she said, just come and relax. And I thought, okay, I'll come and relax. And I'm glad I didn't give it up because my life has improved. You know, I like to say 1,000% because that's how much better it is for me now than it was when I was struggling every day with every issue that came up. And now when I look around and I see people struggling, I wish they could know what I know so that they wouldn't be going through that. Because right now the energy coming down to Earth is brutal. It's really causing a lot of things to surface, and it has to do with the ascension energy. It's causing things, you can see it in the government. Things are being surfaced. Things are coming out in the light that have been hidden for a long time, and that's happening in everybody's life, your individual life as well as politics in the corporate world. Things are balancing out.
Well, it's interesting. You've discovered this. You've found the angels that are there, and now you're helping other people with the use of the angels. What kind of questions do you get from people who first come to talk to you about this? Are they skeptical, as I would presume they would be, or not?
Well, if they are, if I see them in person, they've got their arms crossed over the front of them. And I was dealing with a high-level psychiatrist when she came to me. I didn't know who she was, but she came to me as a recommendation of a friend of mine. And she sat there with her arms folded in front of her, and she kept saying no to everything I said. Well, if I knew who she was, I would have been intimidated. But I didn't know, so she was a lady off the street. So I said to her, well, you know, you can say no to everything. You're going to pay the same amount whether you agree or you don't agree. And so then I was a little bit more firm with giving her the information. I said, I don't know you. I only know your first name. And I said, so what's coming from me is from the angels to you. I'm just the, you know, mediator. She uncrossed her arms, and she followed the advice that Spirit gave her through me. And then she came to my class the next day that I was giving at the convention. And she said her angels told her she should come. So I was so pleased with that because she came in a non-believer and she left a believer.
When they come to you, what are they looking for? Do they realize you're going to put them in touch with their angels? Is that what brings them?
No. Well, if I'm doing a workshop, yes, they're expecting that. But if they come to me for a reading, a session, then they expect me just to give them information. So they come in with questions, which is good. And it's usually either a relationship issue or a financial issue or a job issue. It's something going on in their life. So I tell people I don't give messages from deceased loved ones because I talk with your angels, and your angels know what your plan is, what you're supposed to be doing. If you're not doing it, they can kind of point you in the direction where you need to go and kind of give you a little bit of a time frame. So, because there was somebody that I met on a cruise, and she wanted to quit her job right away, and the angel said, no, that would not be in her highest best interest. She needed to stay there for at least a year, maybe 18 months, and then the coast would be clear for her to change positions, not just in the same company, but to go somewhere else to work. But see, this is what we don't understand. When we want some humans, when we want something, we want it now. If you tell me you can have a lollipop, well, I don't want to wait till after dinner. I want to have that lollipop now. So that's
right.
The human way. But with spirit, if we force something to happen before the time is what I call divinely right, then what happens is you don't have the same outcome. It's different and it's not right. So if you wait for the time to be divinely right, and they will lead you to that time, they'll open up doors for you. So I have to wait. I've been asking my angels to connect me with Oprah because I think her show would be great for my information. But, of course, they said the time is not divinely right, so I'm not sure if it'll ever be right. But I have that goal, and I'm looking forward to it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But this is it. They talk about divine time. So if we humans try to push something, like I was at church. I did church service yesterday. And there was a gentleman who said that he wanted to open up his own church. And he said, I've been told by my guidance that, you know, the time is right. And I said, I don't know what guidance you're talking to, but my guidance is saying that you need to wait for the dust to settle. There's too much negative energy in the area where you want to open a church. So you've got to wait till the time is right. So if you wait till the time is right, then you'll have people coming to your church. Right now, if you opened it today, you'd be closing it next year. So he said, oh, okay, that makes sense. So now he's willing to wait, but it's all about timing. Because we've
let me ask you, people come to you to hear through you about, you know, things from their angels. Do you teach them to communicate directly with their angels? They can learn how to do that, just like you have.
Oh, yeah.
Can't they?
I do classes on that, you know, connecting, healing, and manifesting with the angels. That's teaching them in classroom setting where they have an opportunity to practice it. But when they get home, I don't have any control. If they decide to keep up the practice and daily, even if it's 5 minutes in the morning, say, good morning, angels, you know, help me to have the best day that I can have today. I usually ask it, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best possible day I can have, 1 being the worst, where does that scale reside? And it used to be at like 7 or 8, and now I'm getting 9s and 10s most of the time only because that's what my thought process brings me in that direction.
Let me ask you something.
But, yeah, they can, anybody can learn how to do it.
In dealing with your angels, give me some examples of what you've learned, the impact that they have had on your life. Because, you know this better than anybody. What are the angels communicating with the angels, your angels? What has it done for you?
Well, I've already talked about divine time, and my friends who know me and know that I was one of those humans that wanted what I wanted right now, they tell me I have a PhD in divine time because I got knocked over the head many, many times. You know, you can't have it just because you want it. You have to wait for the time to be divinely right. But what I've gotten out of them is they're very loving and caring, and the angels of light will never lead you down a dark road. They will do everything in their power to help you. And I'll give you a little example. Just last weekend, my son and grandson came over to visit. They never have time to sit and visit and talk, and to me that's a treasure. So we were sitting out in the front of the house. There was shade there. It was a beautiful day, blue sky, white puffy clouds, the sun was out, and I was admiring all that. And I said, gee, I said, it's a perfect, perfect day. There's only one thing missing. My grandson said, what's that? And I said, I love a breeze. I would love a nice breeze. And I swear to God on a stack of Bibles, all of a sudden, a huge breeze came through. It lasted about a minute and a half. But I knew Spirit orchestrated that. Ask and you shall receive. You've heard that expression. And because I think they kind of did it to help my grandson know that he has that same power that I do. He just has to ask. My son, I haven't given up on him, but I don't pressure him. My grandson's only a teenager. I have a little leverage with him. But I know they orchestrated that breeze just to, because it was only the tree near the house where we were sitting that the leaves were, and branches were blowing back and forth. The trees that were farther out by the road, they didn't move at all. They were still like the one. But it lasted a minute and a half, but it gave me a smile, and they do things like that all the time. And lots of times they'll tell me something ahead of time before it happens, and then when it happens, you know, it's just, I found it very amusing and very, it's calmed me down. It's helped me not to sweat the small stuff, not to get all upset like I, you know, used to have a habit of doing all the time in the corporate world. It was easy every minute of the day to fly off the handle over something. But I don't do that. Very rarely do I do that now. So I have benefited tremendously in all areas of my life.
And do you think for the most part the people who've come to you to get this kind of advice, have they all benefited from it too for the most part?
Well, I can't say all of them benefited. There was a young man who came and his girlfriend broke up with him and he wanted me to tell him she was coming back. Spirit said, no, she's not. Their time is done. He needs to move on. He did not want to hear that and he got really upset with me. And said I was a fraud and, you know, all this stuff because he was angry because he didn't get what he wanted to hear. And I can't legitimately tell people what they want to hear because eventually they're going to know it's not true. And I, you know, I had a lady on the ship that I was, the cruise I was on last April, and she had a reading with me. I only knew her first name. I knew nothing about her. And she said to me, I have two daughters. One is doing really, really well. The other has some health issues. So I said to her, oh, they're telling me they're drug-related. And she said, yes. She said, she's in a rehab center right now. And I said to her, but it's not her free will that chose to be on drugs. And she started crying. She said, oh, my God. She said, she's been telling us that. And I said, she has entities attached to her that they were on drugs before they passed. They stayed earthbound, but whatever environment she is in, that's where she picked up those entities, and they're the ones who had the craving and caused her to get on the drugs. So I did the releasement for her, and the daughter's fine. We keep in touch now.
So you know, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by this whole thing, but you say you do readings on cruise ships. When people come to you for a reading, is this, I mean, you know, people go talk to psychics, and is this why they come to you? You're a psychic? Are you giving them a reading or like a fortune telling them what their future is? What brings them to explain that?
I've been called a fortune teller. I don't really like that. And I probably am a psychic, but I call myself a channel because sometimes psychics read energy and they get their information through the people's energy. I connect with my an ascended master by the name of Jonathan, and then Jesus and Archangel Michael, Mother Mary, Lady Nada. A lot of the ascended light beings give me the information directly. They channel it through me right to the person. So it's coming directly from the higher source. I'm not sitting and you know, looking at their energy and figuring out, oh, gee, because of this color, it means something or something else. And I'm not knocking psychics because I know many of them, but I don't refer to myself as a psychic. I refer to myself as a channel.
And what do you think they're expecting to hear when they come to you? Do they come with questions, or do they say, what do you see in the future for me?
Oh, God, okay. All right. Well, let's see what they have to say for you.
What do they say when they come into you? Do they have specific questions they want you to answer, or are they just saying, look in your crystal ball and tell me what you see? Is it that kind of thing?
Well, sometimes they do. For the little 10-15 minute readings, they'll just say, oh, tell me whatever you get. But I tell them it's better, because if they have a question that they need to know the answer to, or they want to, it's better to get that out of the way first, and then I can fill in at the end with anything Spirit wants to tell them. Again, in church yesterday, I opened up when it came to the message part of the service. I opened up, if you have any questions, ask me. If not, I'll just throw out. Nobody asked me any questions during service. When the service was over, everybody had a private question they wanted to talk. It was either about a divorce or about, you know, whether or not they were going to end up with a relationship. They didn't have anyone in their life. One person wanted to know about a job, why they didn't want to ask that in front of the rest of the congregation. I don't know, but they didn't. So I had to do double time by giving them private things during social hour. But I like it when they have questions, because Spirit can answer them, and it's much better for them, because they're getting information they want and they need. And it's better if they ask questions, but if they don't, I just go and I let Spirit take charge and tell them whatever it is. You know, like the lady I was reading on the ship, she didn't want to tell me her daughter was on drugs. She said she had health issues. Well, from Spirit, you can't hide the fact that she's on drugs, because they know that.
Yeah.
So, but again, they also helped be able to... She was able to get out of the rehab center because of the fact once the entities were released from her, she didn't have the cravings for the drugs anymore. That's probably the biggest part of my work right now, is that soul releasement work, when attachments of deceased people, they don't go up to heaven where they're supposed to. They stay earthbound, and so they attach to our energy, and I now can recognize immediately if I have an attachment, and I can get rid of it within seconds, but I feel sorry for people who don't know.
This is such a fascinating subject, I must tell you. You have a great website I've pointed out. It's called angelconnections.com. Do you do readings for people over the telephone? They call you up and you do the readings like that?
Yeah, that's the majority of my work is over the phone. Every once in a while, I'll get out to a little, fair, psychic fair, or a church fair for a fundraiser. I'll do them there. But usually, my main income is doing readings on the phone.
So, if people want to get in touch with you, they can find out by going to your website how to get directly in touch with you. Right? That's the best way to do it.
My phone number is there, and they can email me from my website. So that's two ways. Yes.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of people listening here, and our switchboard has been lit up from people, I'm sure, who wanted to ask questions of you, and maybe we'll do that in some of these other broadcasts. But this is just fascinating. I must point out, now Barbara's going to be with us on Mondays throughout the month of August and into September, through most of September, on Mondays at 4 o'clock East Coast time. So if you're listening and you'd like to get in touch with Barbara, that's exactly the way to go about doing it. Mondays at 4 o'clock East Coast time, be with us, and maybe we'll be able to put you on the line with Barbara and you can talk with her. Barbara, thank you so much. This has been really fascinating. You are an amazing lady, and this is just the kind of subject that gets a lot of people really, they're amazed by it. And so I'm so glad you're doing this, and it's a delight to welcome you back. So thanks for being back with us, okay?
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. That's it. Our guest has been Barbara Hardy. She's based in Tolland, Massachusetts, but she's going to be with us, as I said, on Mondays during August and September at 4 o'clock. So I hope you'll join us then, and who knows what will happen. You might learn a lot. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Nice to have you here. You know what? I got out before the man talked. I thought there was going to be a voice there. Our announcer was going to speak up and say some nice things, but he didn't. So in any event, let me just remind you, this is CUTV News Radio. I am Doug Llewellyn. It's a pleasure having you with us, and we hope you'll come back and join us frequently. It's been a real great, great pleasure having you, and I love talking to Barbara. This is a great, interesting subject. I'm sure you'll agree. Take care, everybody. See you next time. Bye for now.